How is everyone doing today? This is Mark Vandenberg. I am the executive producer for the Gun Rights Radio Network. And from time to time, we add new shows to the Gun Rights Radio Network. Some of those shows are shows that somebody has taken the initiative to start, and they've put it up on iTunes and the Zune Marketplace and made it available out there. And then in other cases, they're shows that that I come up with, ideas that I have for shows. Several different shows that would fall into that category would be like the Gun Review Podcast, Gunsmithing Radio, those type of shows, the former Gun Rights News Podcast, things like that. Those were shows that are really initiated with an idea from me. In the past, most of our shows really all fall into a category where all kind of more of a conservative slant to the shows. I recently, as being a gun rights activist, as long as I have been, I'm a very conservative person. And so I really tote that party line, I guess, as far as what friends and family would say. But I've come to the realization after really talking to some people that not all gun owners are conservative. And I guess I've always really known that, but just never really thought about it. I just thought everybody I was talking to was really the same as me. And unfortunately, a lot of people that are not really don't speak up about it. And so, I may be spouting off some ideas that the person may not necessarily believe or want to hear, but they just kind of go about, nodding their head friendly about it. So I went on a quest here recently looking for a different show for the Gun Rights Radio Network. And I was seeking out a host that could host a show with, maybe politically different ideas on social issues and things, but when it comes to gun rights, they were in favor of them. And so one of the respondents that responded to my inquiries looking for someone to host a show was Cowboy T. Now, Cowboy T has a website, and his website is SanFranciscoLiberalWithAGun.com, which really stuck out to me right away. So I checked his website out, checked out some of his videos, and started a email conversation with him. Now, what I have for you today is like, I guess, a second audition tape of what Cowboy T has come up with. And we are considering adding his show to the network. I mean, consider adding. He doesn't really have a show yet. We would be creating that from the ground up, unlike what we do with a lot of other shows, that if you've created a show for the network, we usually require that you have at least 10 episodes already done and out on the internet and have 10 more ready to go so that we're not doing all the work of setting up something that you may not continue with. We will, if we decide to move forward with this project, obviously try to get some commitments from Cowboy T ahead of time to, make sure that we're not going through a lot of work without, him, following through with shows. But before we go that far, I'd like to get some indication from the audience of what they think of what he has done. Now, the reason I say this is the second audition tape is because the first one was really not really about content. It was really about being able to record audio. And, that's a real important thing in podcasting, is because you, the listener, needs to have at least some decent quality audio. It doesn't have to be totally pro-like audio, but at least decent audio so that you can listen to it, right? And, as someone that listens to a lot of podcasts myself, there could be great content in a podcast, but if that thing is hissing and popping and clicking, then I just can't listen to it. Or if the audio is too low or it jumps up and down and 1 minute it's hurting my ears. So what we did is talk to Cowboy T about his audio and he's resubmitted some audio, and I think turned out great, and I think you'll enjoy it. So what I want you to do is listen to this audition tape, basically, from Cowboy T, and then I want you to let us know what you think. Now, the way I'd like you to do this is in two ways. I would like you to email me first and either carbon copy that email to Cowboy T, or if you're going to email him directly, then carbon copy it to me so that we both know what the feedback is. I will also put a link or a feedback thing on the website where this post is going to be, where this audio is going to live, so that you could also do it from there. So if you don't remember, but you know, you're listening to a podcast, you can stop it and write it down. So what you want to do is you want to email Cowboy T at San Francisco Liberal with a gun.com. That's COWBOYT at San Francisco Liberal with a gun.com. And then also carbon copy or email me at mark@gunrightsradio.com. mark@gunrightsradio.com. Use a subject line of liberal radio submission or something on that order so that it kind of catches my attention so I know what it is. Or Cowboy T or Cowboy T's, you know, audio submission. We really just like to get the feedback from you. So, you know, check out the website at gunrightsradio.com. We will have that post up there where this audio is going to live. But if you're actually getting this from the main feed, you'll also get it that way also. We would really like to get your feedback on this, whether we're going to move forward or not. Because this is going to be, you know, an expense that we'll be hosting the show on the network and paying for that. And so we just want to make sure that you think it's worthwhile way of spending money to do that with the network. And for myself, I just think, you know, the more people that are involved in gun rights, the better that is. But let me know what you think, and we'd really like to know what you think of so far of what his content already, and what you do think of the audio. So let us know, and we may not be able to get back to every single email, but we will try to get back to a few of you, and maybe we'll put up a follow-up to that, just giving you some of the comments and suggestions and what people think. So thank you very much. And then just remember, email mark@gunrightsradio.com, Cowboy T at San Francisco Liberal with a gun.com. Thank you very much. And here's the audio.
Hi there, this is Cowboy T, and welcome to the Liberals Gun Corner. Whoa, wait a sec. Did I just say the Liberals Gun Corner? Yes, I did. You heard me right. Welcome. Believe it or not, despite what some of you might have heard, there actually are social liberals out here that are pro-Second Amendment. Yeah, I know. It doesn't make sense, right? Well, not if you listen to a lot of the talking heads out there. You know, folks like Wayne LaPierre, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and so on. But yes, Virginia, there are liberals who like guns and are 100% behind the Second Amendment. Wow. I'm one of them. I'm Cowboy T, a San Francisco liberal with a gun. Some of you may have seen my videos on how to make your own ammunition. This, for those of you who haven't seen them, is called hand loading or reloading. The two terms are, for the most part, synonymous. Some of you out there have started rolling your own ammo as a result. This is good. And a few of you have even tried casting your own bullets. Even better. All that's a good thing, and I continue to encourage that. The more, the better. Far as I'm concerned, that's a big political win. Yeah. That's right. A big political win. This show is, at least for me, an extension of my political advocacy for the Second Amendment. The more of us lawful, responsible gun owners are out here, the harder it is for our elected officials to take our Second Amendment rights away from us. They already know better than to try to that stuff with our First Amendment rights, because they know every news organization out here would go ballistic, scream bloody murder, and crucify them on the air en masse. Unfortunately, we don't have that kind of support. So instead, we need numbers. We need to get more fellow liberals on the pro-Second Amendment side. To do that, we got to explain why it matters to them. Bubba Redneck, out in the woods, I'm not worried about him. He already understands this. Probably most of you who are listening to this, you understand it. We all understand this. Well, now we've got to teach Aunt Tilly, the school teacher, why it matters to her. That's the purpose of our advocacy here. That's why I'm doing this show. Let me give you a little background on myself and how I came to be as pro-Second Amendment as I've become over the last 4 years. Gosh, it's only been 4 years. Like I said, social liberal, originally from San Francisco, California, with, oh, probably most of what that likely implies to a lot of you. This, naturally, makes me a firearms enthusiast somewhat different than a lot of others in our country. Basically, as a liberal, I believe in keeping government out of our private lives, and I've always believed that. I got that from my folks growing up in San Francisco. That's typically what we believe out there, at least the people. I also learned something else. I learned this at a very young age. Guns are bad. Bad, bad, bad. With one exception. My dad's guns, which, of course, only he got to touch. Of course, I knew where they were. He never hid that from me, but I had no desire to ever come near them. After all, guns bad, right? You know, those things are dangerous. They scared the heck out of me. And they had bullets in them. Being a little kid, I had virtually no problem with regulating the heck out of guns, and especially those dangerous handguns. Well, that gradually started to change as I got older. My dad shared a few things with me as I came up about how having one of those evil handguns saved his life. You know, people would try to attack him, you know, with knives and such just for the temerity of minding his own business walking on the street as a black guy. Ooh. So I understood, okay, well, maybe in my dad's hands are okay, but there's always that but. Well, then I joined the Air Force, did my tour of duty, and it was there that I got to fire a real live M16A2 assault rifle. Yeah, the black evil black rifle. Did I say black twice? Good. Well, they looked pretty cool. You know, they looked like something Chuck Norris would use, you know, tough guy. Well, they still scared the daylights out of me. We're out there on the range. Somehow, I got my marksmanship ribbon, never having fired a gun in my life. I guess I just did what they told me to do. I discovered something else. I didn't die afterwards. Neither did the guy next to me. Neither did the guy 2, 3, 4, or 5 lanes down from me. We were all still alive. And my goodness, I actually hit the target. You know, this is kind of fun. Well, my fear of guns started to go away. That was really the beginning of the end of my fear of guns. Well, then I went to college. Gradually during that period, I still didn't much care for guns, but I realized that a right is a right. You know, let's face it. All of us who are veterans and who are serving today took a certain oath to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic. All those of you who took that oath, you know what I'm talking about. Well, a right being a right, I still have to stand up for it, even if it's not my cup of tea. Oh well, freedom isn't free. So I did stand up for it. Still kind of abstract to me, even though I stood up for it. I still didn't like guns, never wanted one, you know, didn't want to come near them, all that. The Second Amendment's critical importance didn't really hit me until 4 years ago this month. This is June 2012. In June 2008, I had a major realization just whack me right in the face. You could say I had a major, big-time epiphany. I was standing in my kitchen just kind of hanging out, just recently taken a course on the American Revolution. And I was just thinking about stuff, you know, letting my mind wander. Well, a funny thing happens when you take a course on the American Revolution and study our revolution. you start thinking about why the Declaration of Independence got written. You start understanding why the Constitution's written the way that it is, why it has the stuff in there that it has. And right then and there, it hit me full force. Just like on Batman, how you say, you know, pow, wham, zowie. That's how it hit me. It was basically this. The Second Amendment doesn't have a doggone thing to do with hunting, sport, or target shooting. And it never did. It is, and always has been, about keeping our government in check. By keeping the army in check. It goes back to that old timeless question, who watches the watchers? The answer is, we do. We, the people, do. And right then and there, I had a major decision to make. The Dalai Lama is someone that I just admire greatly, and this helped me make that decision, something that happened with him. I know this sounds like I'm going off on a tangent, but really I'm not. It is related. So just kind of stick with me here, okay? Some years ago, he was talking with some Western scientists, and he explained the Tibetan religious view of how people come into the world. Well, after listening, you know, patiently, the scientists explained what we know of conception, the spermatozoa fertilizing the ovum, zygote, embryo, fetus, and so on, all that good stuff. Well, when they were done, the Dalai Lama tells them, this is certainly very different from our views. But if you scientists are right, then we'll have to change our views. Now just think about that for a moment. The Dalai Lama is essentially the king of Tibet. Here we have a major world leader saying, my mind is open if you can present sufficient evidence. You can change my mind. He's basically stated this openly. I don't know of any other world leader that would do that. Certainly none that have run this country. At least, not after George Washington and his generation. That's why I hold him in such high esteem. Folks, I had my own Dalai Lama moment staring me right in the face 4 years ago this month. The short answer is I changed my views, and I really had no other valid choice. I had to, at least if I wanted to be consistent. From that moment on, I too joined in the call from my cold, dead hands. Charlton Heston was right. Well, me being me, I tend to jump into things head first when I come to a realization. The next day, I started looking at the local gun shows. Why? So I could go learn something. See, I had what we in the information technology business call DNS syndrome. It stands for don't know squat. Because I didn't know squat, at least not about guns. And I had to learn, and I realized that time was limited. Let me give you a little context here. This was leading up to the November 2008 election. Then-Senator Barack Obama had just clinched the Democratic primary nomination over Hillary Clinton. Remember, this was June 2008 when this happened. At last, I thought, someone had shattered the whites-only racial barrier with that. Being the son of a black guy, I was very glad for the destruction of that barrier. Naturally. Problem. I also knew that Mr. Obama was a major anti-gunner. And when I got to the gun shows, I discovered that apparently so did everyone else. They knew it too. Because those shows, folks, were packed. Business was booming. It was elbow to elbow. Well, despite the crowds, I dared to ask questions. Lots of questions. To my utter amazement, even with the crowds, people would take some time to explain things to me. They realized, hey, here's a newbie who's woken up. We like this. And they were pretty generous with their time, and I thank them for that today. I sure learned from them. I listened. Well, today, it's been 3.5 years that I've been an active shooter. I go to the range on a regular basis. As those of you who've seen my videos know, I reload my own ammunition. And I have a personal political goal. Get as many of my fellow liberals as I can to consider the Second Amendment as a good thing. Today, too many of us consider it as bad. That's got to change. I'm having some measure of success, sure, you know, here and there. But my hope is, over time, this show will magnify that. That's my goal. Well, this show will definitely have a socially liberal slant to it, make no mistake. Of course it will. I'm a liberal. And we're going to talk about a whole lot of topics here. Naturally, the Second Amendment's going to be at the forefront of all this. But we won't be limited to just that. We're also going to talk about what a liberal really is, and what one should be. Just what is this liberalism, and why does it matter? And one other thing, what the hell happened to the word liberal so that it's now nearly a curse word in some circles here in our country? Isn't liberty supposed to be a good thing? That's what I thought. I mean, that's why I joined the Air Force and all. You don't do that unless you believe in liberty. Therefore, we're going to talk about liberty and liberalism a lot, and why being 100% pro-Second Amendment is entirely consistent with liberalism. Matter of fact, you've got to be 100% pro-Second Amendment if you're going to call yourself a liberal. It's going to be an interesting and probably kind of bumpy sometimes ride. I hope you'll join us here for it. This is Cowboy T, San Francisco liberal with a gun, signing off for now. Until next time, and safe shooting.
Hey, just another reminder. Make sure you email us. We really want to hear your feedback. Mark@gunrightsradio.com, Mark@gunrightsradio.com, and also email cowboyt, COWBOYT, @sanfranciscoliberalwithagun.com. We want to hear your feedback. Make sure you send us something, one of us, one of the other. Make sure you carbon copy the other one, so we know what's going on back and forth, so we get all the feedback either way. Thank you, and I hope you enjoyed this audition tape from Cowboy T.